FDA asks court for 55 years.
Okay.
To fully release poke data.
All right. No. The reason they're doing this, they want to wait 55 years because they know they fucked up. They know there's all kinds of problems. Okay. And it is so egregious that the people involved in this are basically in fear for their lives and financial safety. And the only way they can guarantee that is if they put the kibosh on it until everyone involved in this process is long since been dead.
Yep.
Absolutely. No.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
The FDA's request was made in a filing as part of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by a medical transparency group. The government told the court it has 329,000 pages of documents responsive to the FOIA request and proposed releasing 500 pages per month to allow for redactions of exempt material. At that rate, it would take 55 years to release the
record. All right, now, hang on. All right. There's absolutely no reason for anything there to be redacted.
No, this was subsidized.
Yes.
It should not be redacted, period.
Like, the only time I can actually get behind redaction is if it has confidential, top secret information.
Yep.
Okay. I could get behind that because, you know, I understand how that whole situation, how that whole process works and why it's there. But there's absolutely no reason for them to redact anything.
No.
All right.
But you know why they're doing this. Let's just,
let's play the receipts.
High school senior is in the hospital after collapsing on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, not saying Denmark, one has anything to do with
Christian
the other.
Eriksson collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community mourning tonight after one of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Star college basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keontae Johnson collapsing during the game.
A West Catholic high school student has died after collapsing during a football scrimmage.
On mile 8, she suddenly felt fuzzy and blacked out.
17-year-old Ryan Jacobs' heart stopped.
Unexpectedly collapsed on the field.
Megan went into cardiac arrest.
Collapsing during Friday night's football game.
Totally just a series of unrelated coincidences.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. This does happen from time to time.
But at this clip?
No.
12-year-old kids?
Yep.
Yeah, not so much. 17.
The reason for his collapse is unknown.
The reason why Manny collapsed in the first place still isn't known.
We know what it is, but we can't mention it here on this platform.
Yep.
So you might be wondering how someone in such great shape could suffer cardiac arrest.
It's a rare thing that happens.
The coroner said it's rare.
Rare, yeah. 13-year-old kid.
Yep.
It's just one of those tragedies.
Yep. Uh-huh. Just one of those tragedies.
Yeah. 12 years old. 17. I mean, some of these people are in their heart attack years, but 16-year-old, 12-year-old, 13.
She felt like she's in the best shape of her life.
That's incredible.
A marathon runner, come on.
We have lots more of these for you guys to watch. We're not going to watch them all here.
Nope.
Some of them have copyrighted material, but all sources will be available on redonkulous.com after the stream.
Because we provide receipts, bitches!
Always. This is so messed up.
Yeah, you can stop it now, man. This is heartbreaking. All right, now, I'm going to make a comment here.
Go for it.
All right, the whole 55 years to release all information, when this happens to enough people, they aren't going to care about them releasing the information.
No, they're not going to
give
them
because they won't need it.
No, they're not going to give them 55 hours, let alone 55 years.
I'm just telling you right now. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, not that one has anything to do with the other. We're not allowed to talk about that. I'm just saying, it was stunning and brave. Totally, they really do care about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all 40 some odd billion dollars in profits for Pfizer alone. They totally care about you. In fact, they care about you so much they want you to stop smoking weed, and that's what they're actually trying to blame these heart attacks on. Cannabis use disorder may be linked to growing number of heart attacks in younger adults. Geez, something we never heard about for hundreds of years suddenly becomes a problem, and this study was released November 8th.
Mm-hmm. Cannabis has been used since we started digging up Mesopotamia and reading their clay tablets that they had fired, so they're permanent, where they talked about ganja use. That's from 8,000 years ago.
Yep. And Nixon put a whole team of scientists to find out how this was bad for you. Instead, they came back with a whole laundry list of health benefits of its use. You don't think that they would have found this back in the 70s when we had the executive branch dedicated to demonizing this shit?
Who knew? Who
knew? Like puking on a pile of shit. Username, but even top secret info has a 25-year wait before it can be released. Why are the asses asking for more than double for info that isn't NatSec?
Because they know they fucked up, and they want to hide it.
I don't think they fucked up. I think they did exactly what they were fucking told to do. Because when
I'm not saying they fucked up because they made a mistake. I'm saying they know.
They know that what they have made is killing people.
They know they have screwed the pooch on this, and it's going to be their asses, especially if this thing keeps doing what it's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is picking up speed.
Yep.
This momentum, like, and everyone's eyes is on Israel.
Yep.
Because Israel is one of the highest vaccinated nations.
Yeah, and a country like Gibraltar, 100% vaccinated. Shit.
Yeah, that's you're not. Yeah, that's crazy.
Watch Grunt Speak live Mondays and Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern and Tuesdays prime time at 8 p.m. And if you really want to get nuts, become a supporter on Patreon, Locals, or Subscribestar and get exclusive live streams every Thursday. So what are you waiting for?